Blog Talk Radio.
Who's on the couch with Michael Couch today? Find out now. Here's Michael.
Everybody, happy holidays, happy new year. On the couch has been very lazy. We've been couch potatoes here because it's been the holiday season, and I thought all of our staff needed to go and have a break, really enjoy the holiday. And we've missed you very much, but we're entering the new year trying to come into it with brightness and lightness and hopeful anticipation of prosperity, health, and wealth. So welcome back. I'm Michael Couch, your host, a resident intuitive, Sandy Athey, author of The Daily Dance, is going to be joining us tonight to go ahead and deliver your messages from the universe. But our special guest tonight is Cherie Cofield, the founder. You know what? Let's not even go into that. Let's call her a mother, a wife, a nurse, an author, and what I like to call a motivational entity. She'll be calling in and joining us, telling us how to recharge in the new year. Everybody goes ahead and starts up the new year with resolutions and understandings, and I'm not going to smoke, I'm not going to drink, I'm going to exercise. But how do we keep that motivation going? How do we recharge ourselves? Cherie Cofield will go ahead and tell us why. And we are taking your calls all hour tonight. I want to hear what you're doing to go ahead and keep your motivation, what you're doing to go ahead and recharge. So please call in a little later at 516-418-5594. That's 516-418-5594. But as always, I do like to start with just a little bit of music. And like I said, this little girl I found, Dana Kelson, is one of my favorites. And I think the love that will last is a love for ourselves. So in order of recharge, I think loving ourselves is a good start. So this is Dana Kelson with A Love That Will Last. When we get back, Sandy Athey will join us. And then Cherie Cofield, don't go away, you're on the couch.
A complicated past, but I want a love that will last. Say that you love me, say I'm the one. Don't kiss and hug me and then try to run. I don't do drama, my tears don't fall fast, but I want a love that will last. I don't want just a memory, give me forever. Don't even think about saying goodbye, 'cause I just want one love to be enough.
Everyone has questions. questions about business, love, pets, or life in general. Did you know the universe has answers for you? For an appointment to check the inbox for your messages, call or text me, Sandy Athey, at 410-747-6510. Your message is waiting. Call or text me, 410-747-6510. Safe journeys, and I'll talk to you soon.
But you don't have to wait any longer. Sandy Athey is now joined me on the couch. Sandy Athey looking as beautiful as ever. Is that silk, Sandy? Is that what I'm seeing?
Yes, it is. How did you know? Oh, my goodness. It feels so nice. Silk jammies.
It's a little chilly for the night, though, Sandy. I hope you have some, you know, undergarments.
I do.
Welcome back to
the
show,
honey.
How are your holidays?
Oh, fantastic. I now have a nice, handsome fiancé.
You do. Congratulations.
I
Say
do.
Hi to the Red Beret.
Thank you. Thank you, the Red Beret. Oh, you're funny.
I'm sorry. Green Beret. Oh, I get my colors mixed up. I'm colorblind and dyslexic, so cut me some slack. You there, honey? Sandita?
Yes, I'm sorry. A little dog jumped up and pulled the mic out. I apologize.
All is forgiven. All is forgiven, darling. Anyways,
Thank you. I appreciate that.
The topic tonight is recharging in the new year. Cher Cofield is the founder and CEO of Cher Cofield International, which is actually soon to be Total Harmony Enterprises this year. She is a wife and a mother and as well the creator of the annual Let's Get Serious Health, Wealth, and Fitness Expo. She has been a licensed practical nurse for the last 25 years. She's the number one Amazon best-selling international author, speaker, and coach. Known as the Recharge Strategist, Cofield, our good Cherie, teaches women strategies for self-care to recharge their mental, physical, and emotional batteries for success in life and business. So, to you first, darling, what does the universe say about recharge? Because everybody's trying to do it. It's the new year, like I said, and everybody's trying to go ahead and start new habits, start new things. But what does the universal inbox tell us?
Well, and Happy New Year to everyone.
Happy New Year to everyone.
Yes, Happy New Year to everyone. Yes, the universe actually is reminding us, you know, when you have, say, a sports team or even an orchestra, anything like that, when you're recharging, you'll often go back to basics. You know what I mean? If you're a baseball player, you learn how to field and how to hit, and you go back and you practice that. And the message today was something that I had posted on Facebook a few days ago, which is the life you live is the lesson that you teach. And the universe is reminding us of the four agreements, which is, number one, be impeccable with your word. Use the power of words in the direction of truth and love. Number two, don't take anything personally. Nothing others do is because of you. What others say and do is a projection of their own reality or their own dream or their own experiences. And don't make any assumptions. Communicate with others as clearly as you can, and that will avoid any misunderstandings or sadness or drama, and always do your best. Under all circumstances, just simply do your best. And that's all any of us can really do. And all this pressure that we put on ourselves for the new year and the resolutions is lovely, but it's really a continuation and just a fresh, you know, kind of a reboot. You know, your computer goes constantly, but sometimes you need to reboot it. And this is a nice reboot and reminding us of those four agreements and to just recharge your batteries and go back to basics.
Absolutely. Sometimes you just have to climb in the closet with the pillow over your head And that's how I recharge. I pretend I'm in a cave, and my back is against the thing, and all I can do is see just a peak of light. And that's how I kind of go into my cocoon. But I'm sure Cherie has a lot more information for us. Joining
us
now, Cherie.
Yes.
Well, she is the expert. That's
I
why
know.
She's on the
she's
show.
A beautiful expert.
Cherie, thank you so much for taking the time to join us tonight. The topic, of course, is recharge, and I couldn't think of anybody finer to talk about this. How are you tonight?
I am great. How are you guys? I'm loving the energy over there.
Oh,
always good
well,
energy
here,
Cherie.
Yeah. Yes. Thanks so much for joining us. I've really been enjoying seeing your page and all the wonderful information that you have, not only for women, but, you know, for everyone, and the eat well, and you and I are in the same vibe. You know, be careful with your words and smile, and you're just lovely and beautiful. So
thank you so much
for joining us.
Thank you. Me in the mail. All those good compliments.
You got to fill the sugar pot when you can. So take the compliments and smile, because the compliments are not only compliments, but the compliments are actually observations. I followed you for I don't know, 4 or 5 years, ever since I met your sister Cheryl, and your progression and your ability to motivate is what I found to be most penultimate when it comes to pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and start all over again. So how did you get involved in this line of thinking?
Wow, life experiences, let me say that. Oh, wow. The way I started with, first I was the stress manager before I rebranded to become the recharge strategist. And I was the stress manager because I went through a time in my own life where life, as I knew it, changed, and I and all around me, after divorce, becoming an instant single mom, it wasn't an easy task trying to find my way and, you know, and what I wanted to do with my life after the fact. So I knew that I wasn't the only one going through something. We all have challenges. We all have stuff and junk in life we go through. But it's not what happens to you. It's how you regroup and what you do after that. So my motivation is to help other men and women, people in general, just to overcome whatever tragedies or instances in life they may go through and recharge their batteries so they can be the best person that they want to be.
Yeah, I agree. It takes a lot of courage to try and look at the lemon as lemonade, because many of us go ahead and just get mired down in it. So having that, and this is why, Sandy, I love doing this show, because I get to be involved with so many people who don't give up, that want to look for the higher good. Cherie, you've been, like I said, a wife, mother, nurse for 25 years in LPN. That has got to determine and define your level of patience and strength, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, 25 years since the age of, do I want to say that? Since the age of 17. I'm telling my age on the show tonight.
Thank you.
I always knew.
Now.
Yeah, 28 and a half, yep.
Well, Cherie, one of the things that I noticed on your page, which really kind of jumped out at me, was you had a lovely graphic of you, and you said, listen, it's body, mind, and spirit. We are all one being. And I found that extremely inspiring, especially coming from a nurse and the background that you've had. How do you find that? Because I'm sure when you were a nurse, it was mostly about the body. Is that right?
Yeah.
And what made you like transition into body, mind, spirit, were one being?
Well, you know, dealing with people that are sick or have ailments, a lot of times it may not be the ailment itself that takes them away from here. It's actually their mindset and not being in touch with themselves and knowing what gets them down and what motivates them. So if you are ill, even if you're well, you know, we all have our up and down days, but you can talk yourself out of a bad day. You can say, listen, get it together, girl, or get it together, man, you know, and nothing's that bad. There's always someone out there that has it worse than what we have it. But if we're constantly recharging our batteries and we're working on ourselves and we're getting emotionally tuned into ourselves, then there's nothing that we can't accomplish, and there's nothing that we can't overcome. Nothing is going to be too great for us to move on to the next day of our life.
Yeah. How do you recharge in spirit, Cherie?
In spirit, that's the emotional piece. So really honing in on who you are, the things that you like and don't like, the things that you're willing to.
Still there, Cherie?
It's about trash. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, we lost you for a moment. You're back.
Did
yeah,
you?
No problem.
Oh,
you're
wow.
Back.
Oh, okay. I said, you know, in treating ourselves the way that we want others to treat us, a lot of times we don't treat ourselves good, and that's a direct message to other people that they can treat us any kind of way. But
mm-hmm.
when you're tuned in with your spirit or your emotional side and you're recharging yourself daily, you're not going to accept trash. You're not going to accept garbage.
Yeah.
Oh, good for
that's,
you.
That's absolutely true. Taking your calls now, 516-418-5594. Cherie, I've got a switchboard lit up, so let's go to the first caller from the
443-531
number. Welcome to On the Couch. You're live. Can I have your first name and where are you calling from, please?
Yes, my name is Sean Brockington.
Hi, Sean. How you doing?
I'm good. So how are you doing today?
Doing well. How do you recharge yourself?
You know, kind of dealing with a lot of issues that I have, you know, in my life prior, you know, just being able to, you know, just get away to a spot that nobody is around, you know, it can be like a lake or it can be like somewhere like that, and just allow myself to have nature around me and just be able to be one with myself and not have the noise around me. You know, I feel like that's peace. That can settle and allow myself to, you know, analyze my mind and get things right within myself. So I feel that's the way that helps me.
Yeah. Do you meditate, Sean, at all?
I'm sorry?
Do you meditate?
I do. I just started. I haven't in the past, but I feel, you know, meditation has been working for me. So that's something I will continue on as, you know, time on.
That's great. Cherie, any information, any insight for Sean?
Yes, well, thanks for calling in, Sean. I definitely appreciate it. Definitely keep doing the meditation. That's really good. And when you're doing that, you're feeding not only your mind but also your spirit, your emotions. You are becoming one with yourself because you're taking that time, that one-on-one me time is so necessary in life. And everybody needs their me time just to stop and sit. And just sometimes silence is all you need. Just to be able to think through any situation and even make positive decisions in your life. So one-on-one time with yourself is definitely necessary.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Sean, we also have Sandy here who is a spiritual intuitive, and if you'd like her to, she could actually deliver some message to you from your universal inbox. Would you be interested?
Sure.
Sandy,
hi,
this
Sean.
Is Sean.
Great.
Hi, good
doing?
Evening. I'm fine,
evening.
Thank you. Oh, my
good.
Goodness, you are such a loving and wonderful soul. And I could see you out by the lake when you said that. That is the perfect place to recharge. Earth Mother is so powerful. You know, we talk about grounding and getting grounded, and you've got the perfect place to do that, to go out there. The one message that I kept hearing as I heard your voice was, it's perfect what you're doing because you spend a lot of time in front of technology and around technology. And taking that space away from that and even leaving your phone and everything when you go is crucial for you. And do you have a job with computers or you just spend a lot of time in front of the computer?
I mean, I do both. Yeah, so I can say both.
Oh, you have
a
job
in
front
of
the computer, too.
Yeah, job in front of the computer, sometimes to be out in the field. It's a mixture of both.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so getting away from all of that completely is definitely the message for you tonight. You're doing exactly the right thing. And also, there's something that have you been feeling kind of agitated lately about
yes.
something? Okay.
Yeah, I have.
Yeah, all right. Now, I'm not going to get into your personal business on the air, but the message definitely is to just relax about that whole situation. And I know it's been going on for a while, but it will resolve itself, and you'll be surprised at how quickly and how beautifully it will resolve itself.
Okay. Well, I believe
You know
I
what
mean,
I'm referring to.
Yeah, I do. And I believe that as well, and I have been actually just – you know, allowing things to take its natural course and not get stressed out about it, you know. So, yeah, I'm taking steps towards that. So,
yeah, and sort of get out of the way a little bit. If you get out of the way a little bit and just, you know, ask the universe to take care of it, it will happen fast. And I know it's been going on for a while, but it will resolve itself very quickly. You're a wonderful soul. I'm really glad you found the show tonight.
Yeah, well, thank you. I kind of clicked on the website and I happened to see Sheree on Facebook page, so it kind of gave me some of the information as well. So I'm glad that I did call and I did get some valuable information, so I appreciate your help with that.
Mm-hmm. Anytime.
Thank you so much for calling in, Sean. Calling again. Drop in, listen, you know, whatever.
Hang out on the couch.
Absolutely.
I definitely
trust the universe, man. Love you.
All right. Thanks.
You got it. Yeah, see, it's that kind of thing where you just you need the reaffirmation. I've got this other caller on the line, caller from the 917-439. Hi, you're live on the couch with Michael Couch, Sandy Athey, and Sheree Cofield. Can I have your first name and where you're calling from, please? Hello? Okay, she went away. Anyways.
Oh, well, call back, 917. We're here.
Call back.
I think they fell asleep on the couch, Michael.
we're so calming and relaxing, absolutely. You're talking to Michael Couch, Sandy Athey, and Sheree Cofield. The topic tonight is recharging in the new year. Going to go to a little bit of music. This is one of my favorites, and I think you gals will certainly understand. Don't go away. You're on the couch.
Release your fears, my, oh my, yeah. Hey, this is Steve Silverman, and I'm, what am I? I guess a writer, producer, director kind of guy, and I know Michael very well. In fact, so well that I'm on the couch with Michael Coach, which is weird, so I'm technically on the coach. Whatever.
Whatever. Steve Silverman's new show, Club 5150, is out right now. Check it out at suchagooddog.com. We're back on the couch with Cherie Cofield and Sandy Athey, and the topic tonight is recharging in the new year. Cherie, I've recently arrived at an epiphany where I think most of us do, where we can't continue to do what we do and expect the same results. Everybody has that same Einstein thing, you can't, you know, do the same thing and expect a different outcome. So what do you find is most challenging? I know you address groups of thousands. What is the most challenging piece of information that you find you have to try and break through with old patterned thinking?
I would say what we eat, what we're feeding our body is the biggest one.
Great point.
Because we're a fast food crazed society. We don't have enough hours in a day, it seems like. Everybody's in a rush, so we drive through that drive-through window and we get stuff we know we shouldn't be feeding our bodies that's full of that sugar that gives us that temporary boost of energy and then leaves us zapped the rest of the day. Those fatty foods like the pizza and the gravies and dairy products, those are things that they defer our energy. The energy that we should be getting from healthy food to give us that boost to keep us going through the day, fatty foods changes that all up. It defers the energy. Now your body is working to break down those foods that are hard to break down, and so you end up feeling depleted of energy. And then last but not least, the highly processed foods like your lunch meats and things like that that are already cooked and we're just nuking it in the microwave. They have no real nutritional value, and they're full of sugar and flour, and so those things tend to weigh us down. And it's not showing that we're trying to recharge our batteries, you know, if we're not taking care of our bodies. And then working out, you know, find the time to get that needed exercise in.
Well, yeah, I went to the doctor yesterday because I was having some heart palpitations, and I had a couple toes that were numb, and the heart palpitations were really, you know, bothering me because it was almost like it was skipping a beat. And nicest man, Ronald Ellis at Glasgow Medical Center, he gave me a really good information about people eating processed food is largely related to people living longer. But the people living longer are carrying on longer-term disease because, of course, the preservatives and everything cause a breakdown. And, of course, we all know about GMOs and healthy eating and eating organic and stuff, but for some reason I had that epiphany with him. It's like, oh, everybody wants to live longer, you know, with health creams and surgery and stuff, but all you have to do is eat bologna. You know, it became laughable to me. It's like, oh, my God, is it just that simple? What are your thoughts?
I would definitely stay away from the bologna.
I don't mind a good fried bologna sandwich. I mean, seriously, we were raised on them whenever I grew up. But, I mean, if you think about it, maybe grab a banana. You know, the banana dies, you die, everybody, and who the hell wants to live to 123 anymore? You know, I mean, it kind of became a cathartic moment for me.
Right,
Sandy,
right.
What are your thoughts?
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, I was laughing because, you know, on Cherie's page, she has a whole thing about eating organic, and do you think it's more expensive? Oh, it's not as expensive as going to the doctor and getting medicine.
Exactly right,
I loved that. Oh, I loved that. Yeah, because you know me, Michael. I'm in that place of if it comes from the earth and Earth Mother makes it, you can eat it. If your grandmother would recognize what it is, then you could eat it. But she probably wouldn't recognize what bologna was.
or a Big Mac tree. She probably wouldn't understand that either.
Well, could
anyway,
you imagine
call her for
100 years ago, and they wouldn't know what those things were.
Exactly. caller from the 917-439 has been waiting 9 minutes and 24 seconds. I'm so sorry. The conversation got good. Anyways, caller, welcome. You're on the couch. And can I have your first name and where are you calling from, please? Hello, caller?
Maybe the bud called you. Yeah, maybe the phone called you.
Well, maybe she's just listening. That could be possible, too. Anyways, call her from the 917-439. We enjoy you so much. Keep listening. Back online. Anyways, let's talk about how you got involved as the creator of the annual Let's Get Serious Health, Wellness, and Fitness Expo.
Wow, that actually came as an initiative after the untimely death of my dad. He died in 2009, and he had a heart attack in his sleep at 59 years old on Thanksgiving Day.
Whoa.
And so I felt like, you know, as a family, you know, it's not just one person that has to worry about their health, because if one person takes ill or dies, you know, it affects the entire family. So we have to start to have that same thinking when we're talking about staying healthy. We have to look out for each other in the family. And I felt like we missed something with him or missed some signs. And so I started this Let's Get Serious Health, Wellness, Fitness Expo as a free initiative just to educate families, because it's a family event. Bring the whole family out. Let everybody get educated, because guess what? Kids are going to call you out quicker than anybody else. Mommy, mm-hmm. we learned at the Let's Get Serious Expo you're not supposed mm-hmm. to do this or not do that. So you almost have a whole family of accountability partners. And it's just a whole day of just fun. We come out, get free health testing. You get information, and we work out. I mean, we sweat. We get out there. I get fitness instructors from the D.C., Maryland, and Virginia area. Sometimes we have someone this year coming from California that's going to do a healthy eating, healthy cooking demo for us. Mr. Robert Ferguson, he's coming from California. He does the Diet Free Life, and he's going to be coming from California to pour into the attendees this year. So it's just a full day of just seriously taking a look at your health. So it's time to get serious. Stop playing around with your health. People are dropping like flies at younger and younger ages, and it's crazy. I say it's what we're eating. That's my theory.
Well, how about David Bowie?
I agree.
Mm-hmm. David Bowie dies at, what, 66, 69? I mean, that kind of blew me up. David Bowie.
David Bowie, right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah. I mean, granted, he had cancer, but I didn't even know he was sick, for God's sake. And that is a young age to die.
Natalie Cole just died.
Who did? Natalie Cole.
Natalie Cole.
Right, yeah.
Natalie
mm-hmm.
Cole.
She did, too. Mm-hmm.
She's in her 60s, and that's young.
Yeah. But, you know, the food, I agree, Cherie. The food makes so much difference. And using food as medicine is something that ancient cultures have done for centuries and centuries and centuries, whether it's herbs or plants or you know, eating just things that are made, you know, from the earth, and that's what keeps us going. And when we marry that with the right amount of Western medicine or whatever else it is that you do to stay healthy, and, you know, sometimes at the top of the hour, you know, I was talking about going back to basics spiritually, but going back to basics physically and with food is a great way to recharge, don't you think, Cherie? Just back to basics.
Back to basics.
Basic
the fruit,
food,
the vegetables,
exercise,
do your
and
food group.
Sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Would both of you agree that everybody's walk around with these fancy thinking boxes that they can ask Siri anything? They have all the information at their at their fingertips. So none of us can pretend we don't know what's good for us. So how do we motivate the individual choices to want to be better than they currently are? Because I find that to be one of my biggest questions, because, and I don't want any letters on this, but I see an obese child on the street, you know, there was a post on Facebook saying, is this child abuse? No, it's just a chubby kid. But it's again, the ability to want to make the choice properly. Mm-hmm. And we have the information. So why do so many people choose to not heed the information and make the necessary changes? Cherie, let's go to you first.
I would say because we're a feel-good society. We're a feel-good generation. If it feels good, they do it. I mean, that's what things
I
they
agree.
Do legally and illegally. If it feels good, oh, it's okay. And I think another reason is because we see so much death and dying in our society now that people have become numb to it. And so it's like, oh, well, you know, if I don't die from that, I can die from something else. And it's that lackadaisical attitude that I see more and more. I think that's just, I think those are two things that's really a big part of it.
Really, the attitude.
Andy?
You see a lot of the attitude, Cherie, where people just don't care? Is it like that type of an attitude?
Yeah, like, well, it's just like, hey, it's so much stuff going on in the world. I'm not gonna worry about what I'm eating. That's the least of my worries. You know, the world is crazy enough. I'm just going to enjoy life and just have fun and do what
I
want to do.
I have a little thing with advertising and things like that. I think that people, when they turn on television, which is something that a lot of people are doing nowadays, and they see a commercial for something that's supposed to be good for them, it's really not. But I sometimes don't think they know any better. I really don't, because if the television is the only thing that they're getting their information, then they're going to think that McDonald's is a happy meal, right? Give it to the kids. It comes with a little toy, and
it must be
wonderful. And
yes, Andy,
and then you're back to that.
I would have bought that.
Good.
I would have bought that 15 years ago. I would have bought that. But right now, especially with all of the news and stuff, and seriously, walk around and see anybody without their face in a phone or an iPad. So all of the information is right in front of us. It's so very Carl Jungian that it makes me giggle, because
but only if they search it out. I mean, you can
only if they choose
get any information that you want.
But then that's an issue too, because we don't move as much as we used to. We don't even walk anymore. Who walks? I mean, people rarely walk. Everything's at the touch of a button, so you can sit and Google. You can sit and play video games. So
Amazon Prime, we love Amazon Prime.
Right.
You can get things delivered. You
know, and social media, so we're not up moving. You know, we're not moving like we used to. We're not burning off those foods anymore. So that's where the cancer and all comes in.
And exactly. I didn't mean to go ahead and butt in, but I saw this commercial. I see this commercial 1,000 times, but last night it went ahead and hit me. So, of course, now Xfinity has this thing that, you know how you have your remote. So you're sitting on your sofa and you have your remote. So you don't have to get up like in the olden days where your mom would say, get up and turn the channel. And you stand over there and you go, gook, gook, gook. You know, you do like four channels. That's all you had. So now, of course, me lazy is on the sofa with my remote and I'm clicking, clicking, clicking. Well, now, by the grace of, you know, technology, all I have to do is talk into my remote. I might as well be a head in a bed because, you know, play Friends. And it just pops up, you know. It's like, how lazy do we have to get? Or are we becoming more efficient? I mean, it's a dichotomy
so
when you think of it from both sides. You know what I mean?
Well, it's back to the ancestors. Could you imagine a couple hundred years if they saw a treadmill or something? I mean, they got their exercise from everyday living, from walking into town, from gardening.
Plowing the fields,
exactly. Yeah. So, for you know, to have them look at – I remember watching the Jetsons when I was little and thinking, wow, that's the future. Remember, he would walk on the treadmill, and then he would come in and put the food in the little box and hit the button, and it would come out. You know, that was the microwave and the treadmill. And, oh, sure. But it's really interesting that we don't get the exercise and the good food like we used to just from everyday life.
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question before we go to break. Have either one of you seen the film Lucy?
No,
Lucy,
wait a minute.
Yes, I saw Lucy.
Yeah.
Okay, Lucy is a film about
where she used her brain, so much of her brain. Yeah, I think I did.
Exactly. She was kidnapped and then they cut open her stomach, put in this drug, and it wasn't activated until she was beaten, and then she actually ended up using 98% of her brain power. That possibility fascinated me. I watched that movie twice. Because maybe our true potential is yet to be unknown. Technology will certainly go ahead and take us there, but it's the intrinsic understanding of the possibility of the human capability that takes us into that realm. So I don't want to go ahead and go off on a tangent. Anyways, I want to go ahead and apologize to Dana Kelson. Dana Kelson, my finger did slip, and I went to a different song. So you are listening to On the Couch with Sheree Cofield and author of The Daily Dance, Sandy Athey. This is Dana Kelson. A Love That Will Last. I love this song. And I love you guys, too, so don't go away. You're listening On the Couch.
A complicated past, but I want a love that will last. Say that you love me, say I'm the one. Don't kiss and hug me and then try to run. I don't do drama, my tears don't fall fast, but I want a love that will last. I don't want just a memory. Give me forever. Don't even think about saying goodbye, 'cause I just want one love to be enough and remain in my heart till I die. Call me romantic. Something more that you ought to know. I'll never leave you, so don't even ask. And I want a love that will last. I want a love that will last.
Are just tuning in on the couch. I'm here with the lovely Sandy Athey and Sheree Cofield, who is recharging everybody in the new year. Sheree, what do you suggest when someone loses their recharge? Everybody gets mired down. Everybody gets like, screw it today. I don't know. But any tips?
Well, listen to your body, number one. Because your body's going to give you warning signals. Because when you're going and going, you're in the green. But then you start to slow down a little bit. It's almost like traffic lights, you know, yellow, green, yellow, red, green. And
right.
So when you're green, you're going full speed ahead. when you start to slow down a little bit and you notice you're a little more fatigued and you're just not as energetic as you were, that's the time to start to recharge. But most of us go all the way till we're at a dead stop, and then we're in the red zone and we have to recharge all the way from ground zero. So we're quicker to charging our batteries for our cell phones than we do ourselves. So
yeah.
Some of the things you can do is, I mean, seriously, like that's our lifeline.
Seriously,
so
I agree, yeah.
We'll go in a restaurant and say, hey, do you have a plug somewhere that I can plug in? I need to plug in. I need my cell phone. But we won't stop and just take time to rejuvenate, renew ourselves, our minds, our bodies, our spirits. And
yeah.
Some of the ways you can do that is just like simple things like deep breathing exercises. That's something that's free, and you can just deep breathe into your nose, exhaling out of your mouth. You're allowing more oxygen to your brain. You make better decisions when you're deep breathing. And it just relaxes you, helps to lower your blood pressure, and it helps to recharge you. That's just one of the things. Another thing is creative visualization, taking yourself on mini mental vacations. Just kind of clock out from where you are and whatever's bothering you at the time. Imagine yourself in a remote island or Jamaica or wherever you like to travel to. And literally just see yourself there, laying on the beach, and with your wiggle your toes in the water or on the sand, and visualize yourself actually on vacation. And it helps to lower your blood pressure, calm you, and you think you've been on a vacation. And when you wake up or when you come back from vacation, you're recharged, you're renewed, you feel more energetic.
Yeah, great information. Taking your calls tonight at 516-418-5594. Caller from the 410-300 is joining us now. Hi, you're live on the couch with Michael Couch and Cherie Cofield and Sandy Athey. What is your question? How can I help you? I tell you, these people just drop off like no one's fine. Anyways.
Is our 917 back?
Call back, 917. Let's see, 917. Is she here? Hi, are you there? No.
I think they're just listening.
They're just listening on the phone.
And I'd like to say thank you to Sean, too, that called in. Because recharging out in nature, I think you probably agree, Cherie. I mean, that is one of the best ways to just go outside, take a walk. You don't even have to go to a lake or anything fancy, but just to be outside is so recharging.
And the color green is relaxing. Green is all about nature and calm. It calms you right down, relaxes your spirit, relaxes your body. And also, you know, you're getting extra oxygen from all those trees and flowers
when you're
out in nature.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and green is also the heart chakra color. That's the color of the heart area.
You know what? I am so blessed to talk with people who understand chakras, the colors of the chakras, the understanding, because I don't know. I mean, I've lived in this world for 46 years, and I've seen a lot of people work a lot of time for nothing. A lot of people work a lot of time to buy the things that they can't afford to buy that they work to go ahead and afford, and it becomes this rat race. To be able to, there's this thing called tiny house now on homes and gardens where everybody's downsizing a $30,000 house, it's 400 square feet and everything. I think that is the most clever thing on the planet because when everything comes down to it, what do we really need to make us happy? And taking the time to really fine-tune, filter, and, you know, I watch Beverly Housewives because it's, a guilty pleasure, and I still see the same problems with them, with all of their stuff. So it doesn't matter where you are or where you come from. Your internal happiness comes from your internal. Let's go to Sandy
with
that.
It comes from yourself. Yeah. It comes from within. And as Cherie mentioned earlier, the only way for people to pick up on that and to treat you well is if you treat yourself well and have that respect for yourself. Because that vibration will emanate out and you will attract others to you with the same vibe.
We all let off
an energy. You know, you ever walk up to somebody, I'm sure you've done this so many times, you walk up to somebody and they either have a welcoming spirit about them or they have a standoffish spirit. We're like, get back. You know, we let off an energy and we tell people how to treat us.
Well, we let off our energy, but I think Cherie, both Cherie and Sandy will agree that it's being able to pick up on their energy. A lot of people don't pick up on stuff because they're so mired down in their own understanding that they have no idea that learning is impossible, and not learning is impossible, but learning is in front of them all the time. Mm-hmm. Choose to learn or choose not to learn, it's entirely your option. But to be in the moment is where I think we all choose to have to be, because that's where we get our awareness, our spiritual connection, and our intuitiveness. Would you not agree? Let's go to Cherie.
Yeah, I agree. Okay. I totally agree. And just we go from one task to another throughout our days and never take a break in between. So I suggest taking breaks in between the roles that we play in life. So I normally, before, when I come home, I'll sit in the car and listen to a song or two before I go into wife or mommy mode, you know, so that I can kind of regroup, recharge, renew myself so that I'm ready for that next task. And we try to bunch it all up together, but that's not how it's supposed to be. We have to shift gears. And so in order to shift those gears effectively, you have to renew yourself. And you have to know what works for you, whether it's listening to music or riding around the block extra time just to relieve some stress until you're able to, you know, take on that next role.
Yeah, I agree fully. Cherie Cofield, author of The Crash That Altered My Life, is available on Amazon.com. Cherie, where else can we meet you? On Facebook, Twitter, Instagram?
Yes, I'm all over the web. All your social media sites. I'm all over the web. You can either Google me, Cherie Cofield, that's Cherie with a C, C-H-E-R-E, Cherie Cofield, I-N-T, on all your social media sites. And then February 1st, I am launching my new website for Total Harmony Enterprises. It'll be totalharmonyenterprises.com. So I'm super excited about that.
Congratulations.
Oh, we'll have to make sure to check that out.
Yeah,
I'm sure it'll be beautiful.
We got to have you back on when that launches. Sandy Athey, my lovely, lovely co-host, author of The Daily Dance, is also found on Amazon.com. Check her out there. Also, she's available for private readings. Check out her Facebook page, Sandy Athey. I want to thank the both of you for joining me on our first show back after the holidays. Cherie, say hi to Cheryl. Cheryl's book is How I Flatlined and Woke Up in 45 Days, A Guide to Empowered Living. I highly suggest you go ahead and pick it up. It's a great read, and it's a great workbook as well. But
yeah, we have a new book collaboration, too. We have a new book collaboration that just came out in 2015 called The Fearless Living Experience. So a bunch of women, we all collaborated and wrote this book about the way we're living fearlessly. And that's also available on Amazon. Yeah.
All right. Check it out. Ladies, we are running out of time. I want to play one special song for the two of you. But until next time, you've been listening to On the Couch with Michael Couch and Cherie Cofield and my lovely, lovely lady friend, Sandy Athey. So until next time, be kind to one another and peaceful journeys. And Cherie, thanks a lot for calling in. And you're always...
Thank you for having me.
I'm going to follow your ass like no one's business on Facebook. Anyways, for On the Couch, I'm Michael Couch. I'm going to end with a little inspirational song. I think something we all love it. Anyways, this is Desiree. You got to be. Till next time, you're on the couch. Be kind.
then listen as your day unfolds. Challenge what the future holds. Try to keep your head up to the sky. Lovers, they may cause you tears. Go ahead, release your fears. My, oh my,
Who's on the couch with Michael Couch today? Find out now. Here's Michael.